Welcome to Legislative Report with your State Representative Martin Causer of the 67th Legislative District in McKean, Potter, and Cameron Counties. Representative Causer, welcome to this report to your constituents. Well, I understand that there's some good news for the drilling industry in northwestern Pennsylvania in that some legislation was approved that will roll back some unnecessarily restrictive regulations that were put forth by DEP. What's going on here?
Well, we had a huge win in the state legislature this week by passing legislation that would halt the implementation of the unnecessary and improperly drafted regulations that DEP has been pushing over the last 4 years on the conventional oil and gas industry. You know, we've been working for over 4 years to separate the conventional and unconventional regulations that the department has been pushing. And this week, the legislation that we passed would halt the conventional regulations. The unconventional would continue to move through the regulatory process. There are still some concerns with those regulations, but at this time, this is certainly a huge win for northwestern Pennsylvania. The regulations that had been formulated did not recognize the difference between the two industries. What the Department of Environmental Protection was pushing was just completely unnecessary and really a bureaucratic overreach. So with the passage of this legislation, the people's representatives have spoken and pushed back this threat from the bureaucrats. And really, this was a bipartisan effort. The vote in the House was 141-46, so an overwhelming bipartisan victory. And now, if the Department of Environmental Protection wants to draft new regulations on the conventional industry, they have to start back at square one. And now there's a Penn-grade crude advisory council that would be involved with formulating those regulations. So once again, a huge win for northwestern Pennsylvania.
There was also some House action on some pension reform legislation that hopefully will save our taxpayers a little bit of money. What's going on here?
Well, one of the biggest issues we face as a Commonwealth is the underfunded pension systems that we have in Harrisburg. The current systems have an unfunded liability in the billions of dollars. And this week, we considered pension legislation that would create a hybrid system for new employees employed by the Commonwealth after 2018. The hybrid system would be partially a defined benefit system and partially a defined contribution. It would not affect current employees. As I stated, it's only for new employees after a date certain, and would go a long way toward protecting the risk to the taxpayers while still providing a very reasonable pension for state and school employees. So it was a good compromise piece of legislation that will now move to the state Senate for consideration.
I also understand that there is some good news for a couple of senior centers in your area. What's going on here?
Two area senior centers were awarded grants by the State Department of Aging this week, and these grants come from the state lottery system. The Mount Jewett Senior Center was awarded just over $20,000, which will be used to purchase fitness equipment, tables, and a new television. The Ulysses Senior Center in Potter County received nearly $18,000, which will be used to make enhancements to their parking lot and improve access to the center. So very important grants, and certainly our senior centers play a valuable role in helping to ensure the health and safety of our senior citizens, offering both services and social opportunities to keep our seniors active in our communities. So I want to congratulate both senior centers on these very important grants.
Also, there's some good news for seniors who haven't signed up yet for the property tax rent rebate.
Recently, the governor announced that he was extending the deadline for applications for the property tax rent rebate program. This is a very important program that helps senior citizens with their property taxes. So the deadline for the 2015 rebate has been extended until the end of the year. So there's still plenty of time to apply. My offices have many, many applications, and we would be happy to assist in the completion of those applications.
Also, it's fair season. I understand that there is some great information available for those who might want to go out there and check out some of Pennsylvania's homegrown fair events.
Well, certainly agriculture is our number one industry in Pennsylvania, and many, many county fairs are coming up over the summer. And we have a 2016 Pennsylvania Fair Guide that's available by contacting one of my offices that lists the locations and all the relevant details about county fairs across the Commonwealth. So we'd be glad to provide one of those fair guides to anyone who would like one.
Representative Causer, thanks for this report to your constituents, and tune in again next time for a Legislative Report with your state representative, Martin Causer.